Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
World can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself. They go, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. I understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that'll last? Can't be surpassed? You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Sorry, folks. But it's the truth anyhow. Yeah. Amen. 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 Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Amen. Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other? Amen. Is that right? Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Well, we pull some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. I ain't know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other. You follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on in. We bless him. Hallelujah. Boy, these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they? And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself. Now see, and that's why the Bible tells that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Huh? Come out, demon. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Good preaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good preaching. I know it is. Good. Hey, y'all deliverance workers, make sure y'all listening.
.org and my hey Rush son. All right. Getting all this out of the way, saints. Man, I got busy. Man, am I busy. Got it. All right. Let me put this thing up.
What are you doing?
What? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast, and I am your host, Pastor Charles Dowell. Hey, bless you all in the sweet presence and strong. The victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. It's an honor, privilege, and a blessing to be able to have each and every last one of you Israelites here tonight on this particular Blog Talk Radio. Now, with the call of you is already full of people who want to talk to Pastor Dow. I hope that you all are doing well. We're doing well. We got Brother Gideon and his wife up visiting with us. Hallelujah. And then we got the same old shoes that always come that are here, and we thank the Father for it. Tomorrow ought to be a very, very interesting message. We're going to be talking about, and it's sad that I even have to bring it up, because in our spirit, in our circles, it's not even an issue. But because since so many people are converting over from Christianity to being Israelite, and I don't blame them, we've got to hit this discussion and subject, because people have been indoctrinated, and now we have got to help them be transformed by the renewing of their mind. That's what we got to do. And, of course, hold on a second, this computer is doing something. Oh, boy. Let me, talking about a restart option. We'll go at 4 in the morning. Hold on a second. Oh, man, hold on. All right. What was I talking about? Anyway, Christianity, all right? We have to go that route and talk about some of the falsehoods and doctrines just in order to get people mind on the right side. We got a lot of Christians that have come in that are no longer professing a pagan satanic religion. But what they're doing is they're thanking the Father that their eyes have been opened, just like he said that he would. And he's thanking the Father, people are thanking the Father that they are able to read the Bible and not look at the scripture through the lenses of what other people have been telling them, but only exactly what the Bible says itself. And that in itself is a blessing. It really, really, truly is. And we thank the Father for it, that your understanding has been opened. I understand faith come by hearing, hearing come by the word of Yah. You can't hear without a preacher, and he can't preach except he be sent, period, point blank. And my job, I have a job and I have a role to do, and you have a job and I have a role to do. My job is to preach and to teach, and your job is to listen and then apply the principles of the teaching so that you can go to the kingdom and I can get to the kingdom. Hallelujah. But you are the seal of my pastorship, and you are my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I love you all dearly. I love you enough to tell you the truth. That's just the truth. Now, remember, we have a prayer edict going out right now. If you don't know who it is, get with some of the Israelites that stay in touch and stay in tune with those of us, you know, by way of many different ways on the Internet. So stay tuned, stay in touch with them, and they'll let you know what our prayer edict is, okay? Now, I want each and every last one of you to stay sober, stay vigilant, because the enemy of our soul is really, really attacking us, and he's using the Christian rank to actually do it. Man, I am on, people are talking about me on FM and AM radio stations all across this country, especially in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The more they talk, the more the assembly gets fellowship, and the more they get strengthened, and the more that they grow. Bless y'all up there in Green Bay. Hallelujah, Wisconsin. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. And bless your sister Tabitha up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Brother David's wife, for being able to hold down the fort up there. You got a big job up there, and the sisters will be more than happy to help you out. And I appreciate all your labor of love, Sister Tabitha, Pastor Dow, the saints of the Most High, y'all here straightway. We love you dearly. Stay strong, my sister. Stay strong. Glory to the King. The guest call-in number is 515-602-9654. That's 515-602-9654. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you tonight. All right? We'll see what the Father has. All right. Looks like Pastor Corey is already in the caller queue, so we'll put Pastor up there first. All right, 515-602-9654. If you'd like to talk to Pastor Dowell, all you got to do is press number one once you call in the number. Also, on YouTube, there's still a censor in my videos. So if you don't mind, Israel, if you had a time you can stomach the videos and just let them play until the time pass, let the videos play, let the ads go in there so we can make a few Federal Reserve notes, and we can actually pay some bills with those Federal Reserve notes. I appreciate each and every last one, especially the faithful people over there on Patreon who support me by way of Patreon. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to be there and to speak each and every last one of them. I put a lot of historical content out lately and stuff, but I'm planning on doing more. We are, myself and Brother Gideon, talking somewhat, and I'm thinking about having some type of class where I can get Brother Gideon to come up here and actually do almost like a seminar, a security detail seminar, to be able to help us here in church security, land security, to be able to teach them. And not only that, you may want to think about this at your different communities to send up one or two representatives to be able to get this information out, because Brother Gideon is more than willing and capable and able to help us in our defenses. And we definitely need that. We need that in the hour that it is. He's an expert. He has expertise. Just a strength instructor. And we need that in the hour we're living in. So we thank the Father that the Father, in many, many different areas in life, he's waking up many, many people to help contribute the best way that they can with their expertise and know-how to the actual family of Yah, the Israelites of straightway. Glory to the King. Without further ado, we'll go ahead and get to the phone line. Remember, say what you have to say, and we'll keep it moving, all right? Glory to the King. First call, Missouri, 816-816, Pastor Corey. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Pastor?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor
Dowell. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. I can hear you a little bit, Pastor. You're a little bit muffled.
Okay. How's that?
There you go. You're crystal clear now. We can all hear you now.
Hallelujah. Well, yes, sir, Pastor. You know, just calling in. And definitely glad we made it into the Sabbath, you know. And I just, you know, first of all, would like all the saints to keep us lifted up here in Kansas City, because I don't know what's going on. I don't know who praying curses, but we've been passing this virus around for a few weeks. And it's just, I mean, it's just like every time we turn around, one of the kids is sick, you know, they have diarrhea or puking. I mean, it's amazing. We've been praying, did some warfare last week, but I just, you know, we're going to keep on warring because I know when you're doing the work and the will of the Most High, yeah, there's always somebody behind the scene praying that this thing fall apart.
And you're so right. Hey, Pastor. Everybody,
yes, sir.
Hey, Pastor, before I don't want to lose my train of thought, I want you to pick back up what you're saying. How far are you from Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Ooh, I had to look it up. I'm not sure.
Look it up and get back with me. I'll talk with
yes,
Brother
sir.
Kabir. We want to get you and Gabby, to go up and do some ministering, okay?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And of course, we'll the ministry will fund the trip for y'all. All I need for you to do is just get up there, get your boots on the ground up there, and your wife, with both y'all with the anointing up there, and to help deliver a word.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. You know we going,
right.
Pastor. Hallelujah. You know we going.
So I'm going to talk with Brother Kabir. We're going to set up another meeting. Except this meeting right here is not going to be open to the public. It's just going to be just for the saints.
Yes, sir.
All right, so
we'll go up there to Green Bay. Yes, sir.
More than likely, you're going to have probably about, I don't know, you're probably going to have about 50 people show up. So what we need to do is we need to keep the anointing of elders and pastors in that area right now while Kabir is still and David is still learning this stuff, but we need to keep that anointing and that presence going up there for a little bit, okay?
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
Here within...
You're absolutely right.
Let's just call it within maybe 3 weeks. Maybe within 3 weeks, no more than 4 weeks, we're planning on getting you and Gabby to get on up that way, okay?
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right,
sir.
Everything
we'll
be taken
too.
Care of. All right, Pastor,
hallelujah.
As you were saying, we got the witches out here praying against us, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, we just been warring back and forth, and they just, you know, little things I've been feeling, but, you know, and it, the Father planted in my spirit to do more spiritual warfare prayer, and I just been doing it throughout the day and been, you know, had the saints, you know, we fasted, you know, the last few days of this past week. Seen a lot of things break, but, you know, we still passing around this virus, so we just really, you know, trying to war and fight in that area, you know, and it's just, you know, that's where we at, you know, on that. One thing I tell you, Pastor, you know, and I really see it with the level of ministering that's going on, that we, you know, have to really... really be on watch, because I look at the likes of all the things that's taking place around us and all the things that is taking place, you know, just, I mean, events. You know, I was looking at this thing that, you know, me and one of the guys I was telling you about, you know, the guy that Tony Temple, that used to play for Mizzou, he was at the office today. You know, he came by. And before we start our meeting, I'm going to read this Facebook post I got. He came in office because, you know, me and him was talking. And he's just like, man, he said, tell me this. He said, because it's just real strange with all the, seem like the things that's going on in the media and all these other things. And I said, why do you say that? He said, well, I forget what part of Texas. He said, but they was there doing a flood relief fund for everybody who needs it that come forward. But when they come forward, they got to sign off to get the relief. You got to sign off that you're not going to protest against anything concerning Israel.
Wow.
And then here's the other thing. I got this right here on my phone right now. One of his friends named Kirsten, she's out of town. Matter of fact, it's in Dickerson, Texas. And they have a teacher's training that's going on also. And so they are paying for teachers to go on this new educational retreat and some other things that they're doing, some new training that they are getting ready to institute in the schools, and they are getting like a stipend for doing this. But even in this area, this is outside of the flood stuff, they are telling them in order to get the stipend, you got to sign off that you're not going to protest any type of thing concerning Israel.
Wow.
So I, you know, it's like I told, you know, like I told him, I said, one, you know, the, you know, people, all sorts of people are coming into some version and some form of, or some parts of what the truth is surrounding, what it is. And, you know, I look at how they ramping up everything with technology, like I was talking about the other week with 5G, and I look at all the things that's, you know, being prepared to make sure that they have a strong eye to watch on the people. Then you got instances like this where they are really controlling speech and control, you know, just people are getting ready to sell their soul away in a lot of areas. And I know, you know, the kingdom is near, Pastor. The kingdom is near. And I say this to all Israel. If you today, in your mind and in your heart, claim that you are of this holy family of Yah, then you're going to have to really prepare your heart for the days to come. Because we are definitely getting ready to see things arise and ramp up, you know, in even in the spirit realm, we get ready to see things that ramp up. And we just going to have to really totally be sold on trusting completely in the word of the Most High Yah. I just feel that in my spirit, and I'm just preparing myself. I'm trusting. I'm going through making sure that just in my heart, you know,
yes,
you know, because even Shimon Kefa, I was listening to that this morning, how, you know, he didn't get offended when Yahshua kept asking him to feed his sheep.
That's right.
But he wondered why, and on the opposite end of it, he had gave Yahshua surety that he wasn't going to deny him, and before he knew it, he had denied him three times. And
yes,
so
sir.
Very well and easily can we be tried in the times that come if we give away to our sight and what we see according to the flesh. So, you know, Pastor, I just give out that admonishment, you know, that we just as a body, we just really need to be, like you said, I mean, we should always be warned. We should always stay prayed up. But we got to understand this is more than, you know, just straightway ministries and coming and keeping Shabbat out. You know, we're going to watch another sermon or pass it out. This, the word that's coming out of your mouth is a charge in Israel to be right, to get ready.
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
And
that
we,
is the truth.
Man, I mean, we are in 100%, Pastor. Like I was telling the other day, we, you know, I'm so found. You know, I'm a pastor, but I, you know, you my pastor. I'm telling you, and I still to this day, I heed the exact words that come out your mouth. I just like I did when I first heard. I sat still and made sure when you spoke that my spirit was open. I get up in the morning and pray so I can hear.
Hallelujah!
I don't want to miss nothing. Yes, sir.
Glory to the King. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Well, I ain't going to hold it no more, Pastor. I'm going to look that up and definitely be ready. It ain't nothing for me to just put it in the schedule. So I'm ready
what
when
we
I'm ready,
do,
Pastor.
What we going to do, it's a little ways away. It's about 9 hours, almost 700 miles. What we're going to do is probably fly you and Gabby up there and back, all right?
Yes, sir.
Brother Kabir, he'll give y'all first class service, man. He'll pick you up at the airport, man, and he'll house you in his house, which is like a walled off Astoria to me. But but man, he'll take care of y'all, man, like kings and queens.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, I'll talk with you more. Stay in touch with you, Pastor. So We'll lock down a week. I'll get with Kabir. We'll lock down a week or whatever it is that we can get you up there, and we'll go from there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. We're going to do it. In the name of Yahshua, Jesus the King, we're doing it.
All right,
yes,
Pastor.
Sir. Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. That's Pastor Corey. He's out there in Kansas City, Missouri. He's the head of the fellowship out there. It's probably about 50, 60 saints out there. They're doing a wonderful work. The nucleus and the remnant is pretty much staying together. Glory to the King. Better take heed to his words. He knows exactly what he's talking about. All right. Let's go to where we at? Brother Brandon up at Indiana. 219. 219 is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Brandon.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dowell. Shabbat Shalom to all of Israel. Bless
man,
you all, family.
Man, bless you, my brother. Bless you, bless you, bless you. It's good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice, man.
Oh, it's an honor to call in. I just praise y'all for Shabbat to allow me to call in. I'm just over here at the Arctic fellowshipping with the saints, Brother Kabir and them.
Glory.
It's like the Antarctic outside there, Pastor. Everything icy and cold.
Don't tell me that, brother. They said it was like -15 or something like that up there. God of mercy.
Hey, it's to the bone. I just thank God that we're on the inside.
Hey, I know that Kabir is a lover of hospitality. I'm sure he's taking care of y'all very well.
Oh, yes, sir. I can't even put in the words of how Brother Kabir has been, you know, so with his hospitality open, you know, love. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing when the blessed come together and dwell. It's truly a blessing.
And I'm glad to see that y'all Israelites up there fellowshipping, man, have a wonderful time. Y'all keep praying for each other and strengthening each other, my brother, like I know you will. But, man, it's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, we're going to keep lifting up each other's arms because we're in the fight.
Oh, man, did you hear that one radio preacher up there, man? Turn around and get on me, brother. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's something right there. I ain't surprised. That's the way they smile on your face and stab you in the back. Don't even have enough respect to stab you in the front. Gotta stab you in the back.
I tell you, I spent an hour and 50 minutes going word by word, line by line, man, just trying to help recover some of these people to see what's going on. If people can't see what's going on, brother, I can't help them. I really can't help them, man, but we are in a serious spiritual warfare and battle for the souls of man. But I do know this, my brother. Everyone that is of the truth, they will hear the truth. They will love the truth. And they would follow Jesus, Yahshua. They would, brother. And they would follow us as we're following Christ because, man, we're not living in sin and practicing sin, contrary to what these people believe. But, brother, I tell you, man, we have a wonderful family. I hear that y'all got a full house up there, just about.
Yes, sir. We got a wonderful fellowship this Shabbat. It's beautiful. Ate good, resting, and coming together and fellowshipping and just praising Yah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I did have a quick question also there, Pastor. Yes, sir. First Corinthians 7. I got to understand 1 Corinthians 7. 7:12, but my question was regarding 1 Corinthians 7:14. A little clarification for what Chris, to help me out a little bit.
1 Corinthians 7:14.
Yes, sir.
For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. In other words, the word sanctified means set apart. And that means that as long as there's somebody in a house that's believing, that there's a certain order of protection or protection that's there that sets them apart, that always has them the opportunity to be able to hear. Now, the children fall into a different category. The children fall up under the authority of the husband, so therefore they are spiritually covered by the husband. And the reason why they're sanctified is because the majority of husband and wife, if they are not believers, and then you have one or the other that's believer, then they're praying for them. They don't even know that they're being covered. They don't even know that they're being set apart right now, particularly for the master's use, because every husband will want his wife to be saved, and every wife will want their husband to be saved. And so that's what it means, that they are actually set apart. They're sanctified. They're in a better place than the unbelieving who don't have anybody that's actually following the Most High Yah. So they have a chance for salvation, big time. Just like at one time when my wife was an unbeliever, even though she thought she was a believer. And so therefore she was sanctified by me simply because of my prayers for her. And then the Most High came in, and he the one filled her with the Holy Spirit, gave her the spirit of truth, man. And brother, I'm telling you, man, it is just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just trying to get a better understanding of the interpretation of it. But
it goes on to the next verse, though, and it says, if the unbelieving depart, though, let them depart, because a brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. Most people don't understand that. If the Bible says that the unbelievers are the ones who practice departing. The unbelievers are the ones who practice abandoning. So they can say that they believe all they want, but the believers are not the ones that are departing. It's the unbelievers that are practicing departing. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir. You're making a whole lot of sense.
Hallelujah. And the reason why... go ahead.
Oh, yes. I was just saying, a good understanding, better understanding, good clarification for breaking it down.
Hallelujah.
But we're all doing well up here. Even though it's dead outside, cold outside, we are alive in praise land. Hallelujah.
Praise land, that's right. Praise land, what a beautiful name. Praise land. All right, my brother.
Well, bless you all, family. Love you all. One love. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, my brother. That's Brother Brandon from Indiana. He's up and visiting with the brothers, the saints, the Israelites, Brother Kabir, Brother David, Sister Tabitha, up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Let's go to Missouri. Call number 314-314. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Survey Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you. Missouri going once. 314,
hey,
Missouri
going twice. Hey. Hello. Shabbat shalom, Pastor
Dowell. Hey, Shabbat shalom. Hey, I can hear you, but you're coming in a little bit muffled. Is there a way you can speak so we can understand you better?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little better. Yeah, we can make out what you're saying. What you got, my brother?
This is Sylvester. Vest, Corey, brother.
Oh, how you doing, Vest? Nice to hear from you, brother.
I'm good. How you doing, Pastor Dow?
Doing all right. I can help you.
I just want to say Shabbat Shalom to all the saints of the Most High, and I have one question for you.
Let's hear it.
Someone was speaking on the 144,000 the Father's supposed to come back to, and now they were saying that you have to be a virgin. If you're not a virgin, that you're not a part of the 144,000. So can you touch on that for me?
Well, these people who try to bring down the glory of Yah to the image like corruptible man and natural understanding is out of their mind. The virgin that is talking about is not talking about a virgin as in a physical virgin like in this realm. You know, we can commit spiritual adultery against the Father simply by worshiping other idols. It's talking about the 144,000 who have not bowed their knee to Baal. That's what it says, the ones that are pure in heart, the ones who that appear, who have been born again, who have been washed. See, the idea is when you've been born again, you are a new creature created in Christ. He doesn't levy the charges of the old flesh of sin against you. You are a new creation, so therefore you are part of the virgin. And these are a group of people that's going to be carrying a serious message right here. But, brother, it has nothing to do with the natural aspect of being what you call a virgin, because a virgin, and according to Hebrew culture stuff, is not defined by a man. It's only defined by a woman.
Got you.
Anything else, Bess?
Nope, just can I say shout out to Straightway Casey?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, shout out to Straightway Casey. I love you guys, and I'll see you in May.
Hallelujah. All right, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Hold the fort down there.
Shabbat Shalom. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you. Bless you, sir. That's one of Pastor Corey's older brothers. Glory to the King. Very good question, too. All right, we're leaving Missouri, going to New York. Oh, man, Brother Israel. Call number 646-646. Man, Brother Israel, man, I looked at those pictures on Facebook, man. It was an honor meeting you and your wife, brother. It was a real true joy.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dollar. The honor is all mine. I was all mine to meet you and the brethren. I'm still at awe at the level and the presence that was there. I'm still, as I say, flying high, still flying high. But I just wanted to really comment on the situation over there in Green Bay. I cannot believe the visceral and the outright lying that these so-called men of God are having out there. And I even felt that the day of the meeting where that individual rised up against you right in the beginning of the meeting, and I felt that this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning out there in Green Bay, and I hope that it don't get worse before it gets better. I tell you, because the enemy is really looking to rise up over there in a mighty, mighty way. But we'll keep it in prayer, Pastor Dowell. I do have a question for you, if I may.
Go ahead.
Because the last time I spoke to you, we spoke about the office of the bishop. Now we're talking about the apostleship, because I've noticed that everyone is calling themselves apostle these days. So, and I really haven't taken a good look at it to say that, I don't know, to see clarity. But I have not seen anyone, like, for example, I know that pastors get laid upon and they're anointed. And I've seen other offices being opened in a similar manner, but I have not seen the office of the apostleship being done. So I was wondering if we could bring a little clarity to that, and I just wanted to say, everyone out there, Shabbat Shalom. I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, Brother Christian. Brother Israel, bless you. Shabbat Shalom. All right, first of all, number one, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Apostles, this is only my personal belief. I actually share the same sentiment that Brother Israel does. I have not seen any apostles in my lifetime. I look at the qualifications of the apostles, and I have not seen a man today that meet those qualifications. I do know that the prophets and the apostles are going to have a special place in the kingdom. And what we're looking at today, I hear people calling themselves that, and they do that in order to try to gain superiority or some type of strength or some type of rank or chain of command over the others. I have not seen any apostles in my lifetime, nor have I met them, regardless of what men call them. But he did say that I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And he did say, for us to ordain elders in every city. So I'm in agreement with you, Brother Israel, because I don't see where these people have actually had a personal meeting with the Most High Yah, Yahshua HaMashiach. I do not see the power that is displayed by the apostles, by these people today. I just don't see it. I see that power displayed by pastors, but I don't see it by the apostles. It's just simple as that. So I just thought I'd throw it in there. That is our personal stance and belief here. Straightway glory to the King. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Call number 262-262. It's Pastor Dowell, Human Service 2 Radio Broadcast. I can help you there in Pennsylvania.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Tristan calling.
Hey, Brother Tristan. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well, sir. If you could get Teacher Sheen to just record this number, because it works well on my land. I don't really have very good service here, and in the Ozark. So if you could record that, that would be great.
Hold on for a second, man. I'm looking for a pen. Oh, there's one right over there. All right.
Great. Cause I usually call in with a 646 number, but I'm doing it on this phone because it just works well on my land. But I won't take much of your time, Pastor. I just wanted to say I wanted to lift you up and give you all the blessings in the world for going through this topic again. I know it's an old topic for all the saints here and the community of Shirtway, but I have a special heart for the Christian community, and I really think we need to reach out to them. And so I want to lift you up for tomorrow's message. And just to tell you that I think you're right on the mark. Your seal of approval is the persecution, the tribulation you face, whether it be in Green Bay or where else. That really is the seal that you're hitting the mark, that you're getting very close to the truth. And of course, you're going to get persecuted for that.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%, my brother. And that's one reason why that we're up there and have a presence there, because, you know, what we're trying to do is pull as many people out of pagan Christianity as we can. And I've often said this once, I've said it 1,000 times. I do not, and I dare not, attack people's personal belief in the real Jesus, the one who teaches them to keep the commandments and the fear of Yah and the power of Yah. What I am against is against organized religion that teaches people contrary to what this book says. And that just happened to be the biggest false satanic system in the world. Notice I said it is a system of religion.
Hallelujah.
Called
hallelujah.
Christianity. I don't attack people for their personal beliefs in Christ. I attack the falsehoods of the religion. And hopefully that people can really, truly hear my words with clarity as we continue to bring the remnant out of mystery Babylon.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that was it, Pastor. I just wanted to let you know that we here at Shofar Mountain are doing well, and our community is growing. And like yourselves, we're experiencing a little bit of persecution and drama, I guess. But it's all good. It's all good, and we're all being perfected, so hallelujah.
Hey,
so I wish you all the best tomorrow, and I'll listen in.
Hey, give my pastor, my brother, my friend, Pastor Fox and Sister Kate, my love and a hug when you see them, okay?
Will do, Pastor. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom.
Hallelujah. Bless y'all up there. Shabbat shalom. Glory to the King. Brother Tristan up at Shofar Mountain. Glory to the King. Man, it's beautiful. For brethren to dwell together in unity, it is. Let's go to Maryland, calling Brother Ty. Call number 443, 443 there in Maryland. This is Pastor Dow, University 2 Radio Broadcast. I can help you there, Brother Ty.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. Shabbat shalom.
And Brother Ty, hold on for a second. You're coming in distorted. Make out something being said, but it's not with clarity. We can't really hear you.
How about now? Is that better?
There you go. That's a lot better.
Okay. Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Most High, Yah, highly favored. Doing well, you know, fighting sin, hell, and the devil, overcoming. Receiving persecution in the name of Jesus, and thank y'all for my badge of honor and my seal of approval.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel it, and I thank y'all for you. Pastor, I have one thing I have to tell you. I was watching one of your videos, and it was on you were talking about the foods and how they affect us, and, you know, just, you know, how we should get away from certain things. And I'd heard ministries like this before. I had also, you know, researched it myself, so I knew, you know, exactly what you was talking about, and I knew that everything you were saying was 150% correct. And I went to the grocery store, and you stayed in my head so hard that I went.
Go ahead, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, you went silent again.
I don't know. I think it's my phone.
I think
but
it
I
is.
Was in the grocery store.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay. I was saying I was in the grocery store and you stayed in my head so hard and, you know, I was in there to get, like, you know, just some hamburger or something like that. And everything you had talked about as far as, like, you know, how they mix the bloods and different and the water and the different things into the hamburger, but they mix it in from, you know, from pork and other things to make it look more, you know, marketable to us. Everything just looked dead to me. From that point, I just left the grocery store, left the meat there and everything, and I'm not looking back. You know, I'd rather wait until we either get some land or something like that and start raising our own. But as far as the grocery stores, I think I've had enough.
If you go to a place like Sam's, there's somebody that sells 90% beef. What that is that's the choice cuts and the extras off of the sirloin, back straps and stuff like that. That is probably about some of the best beef that you can get out there in the public. But the best beef you can get, is, of course, is the one that you raise yourself. If you can find a farmer, get in the phone book or get on the internet to find out if you can find a local farmer that actually sells beef that they butcher. And, man, that'd be some of the best beef you can get as well. There are many, many alternatives. I mean, Brother Gideon and then was there with us, and they saw Brother Rich bring in some homemade butter. Brother Gideon was sitting eating breakfast with us this morning, and he said, man, that's the first time I've tasted butter in my life. And he got some farm fresh butter, saw some goat milk come in, and got some we got some farm fresh cow milk. And brother, it just everything is just better, like it when it comes straight from the source, with all this pasteurization and everything else that they're doing to kill us through these modified foods. So if you really want to spend the time, energy, and effort, you can find good foods out there. You just have to research.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank you for that. And like I said, you know, all previous times I've called in, you know, it's just a testament to the veil being pulled from over my eyes and just being able to see things for exactly what they are. And now being able to walk away from them and, you know, having that clarity and that understanding. But, you know, I was just telling my wife, if it was a year ago, you know, I wouldn't have had that. Even when it comes down to the Bible, you know, the Bible used to be confusing to me, so I thought. But now when I have that veil pulled from over my eyes, it's like, you know, it's like the greatest thing I'm seeing now when I read the Bible. I have so much understanding, so much just a zeal to keep reading and keep reading, keep learning, you know. So I look forward to a lot of the videos that you have. And like I told you before, I keep going to even your older stuff and just trying to catch up, you know. But I think it's a great thing that you're doing also to keep us new Hebrews that are coming to, you know, we're coming to a new mind to keep us moving forward, because we're so hungry for your word and for the word of Yah. You know, your direction is a wonderful thing.
My brother, it's an honor. All I ask is that you'll pray for me while we continue to esteem and lift up and honor the Most High Yah through Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, everything I do in my strength, you know, in my strength and everything, I do it by the power of Yah, who loved me and gave himself for me. I just thank the Father for each and every last one of you to have the ears to hear, especially in the midst of this wicked and perverse generation. You wouldn't believe how many people out there, man, are coming down on us and coming down on people who actually want to keep the commandments. It's like there's a satanic, demonic spirit in them that can't help but to verbally attack us, because they definitely ain't going to do it physically, but it's just sad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 100% it is. Well, I just want to let you know, Pastor, you know, keep up the good fight. Like you just said, you know, we're all here for you and we're praying for you, and we thank you so much. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Brother Steve, New York. Call number 347-347. It's Pastor Dowdy on the Sherry Tooth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Steve?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Bro Steve. How you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm definitely thriving. I'm laughing because Esther just brought me a plate of food, and this food looks amazing, Pastor.
Wow.
So,
I bet she's throwing down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I'm just enjoying the Shabbat, me and the wife. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, Esther. Hey, Bro Steve, can you do something to speak with a little bit more clear?
Hold on 1 second.
Are you hearing me now, Pastor?
Oh, now that's crystal clear right there.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
What'd you do?
Yes, sir. Well, I have these headphones that I have, but for some reason they don't pick up too well if there's stuff going around me. So I just put on a speaker on my phone now.
Man, that sounds really good. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I wanted to share with you a verse, if you don't mind me reading it, that
Yes, sir.
It really reflected on you, Pastor, as our shepherd, but also in lieu of the message you set forth, you know, the Father put in your heart to bring to us last week on really being sober and really striving. It's actually 1 Philippians verses 23 to 27. And it reads, "For I am pressed down by the two, having a desire to depart and be with Messiah, which is much better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. And being pursued of this, I know that I shall stay continuously with you all for your progress and joy of belief, so that your boast might be overflow in Yahushua Mashiach on account of me through my coming to you again. Only behave yourself worthy of the good news of Messiah, in order that whether I come to see you or am absent, I hear about you that you stand fast in one spirit, one being, striving together for the belief of the good news." Man, and reading that, it reminded me so much of what you do for us, Pastor, that the Most High himself could have taken you away from us. But as Elder Rufus always says, you are such a blessing to us. And we strive and overcome because you take so much time, energy, and effort to stay with us, to see our progress and see us grow because of the labor that you put into us, Pastor. So I just wanted to read that verse to you because it really hit me how much of a blessing you are to us as us being the seal of your apostleship. So bless you, Pastor.
Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you, Esther. Bless you, Shabbat Shalom. I love y'all. Saints, I really do appreciate it. I really truly do. I feel y'all love. I can see it in your eyes. I hear it in your voice. And the feeling is mutual. It really truly is. We'll continue to keep striving. But this man of God, I solicit your prayers. I need it. I'm still a man. I need it. I need to be undergirded. I really, truly do. Because, man, I tell you, man, the devil. You remember the old adage, smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. You know, what's amazing is that in order for people to try to overcome the anointing that the Father has given us, everybody who comes against us and attack us, they end up failing. But they have to lie, they have to falsify information, they have to twist, warp, and distort. And that's why you think I always challenge people openly. I challenge people openly because the Bible teaches, like I quoted over and over again in John 7:51, doeth our law teach us to judge a man before we hear him? It doesn't. So we can't judge a man before we hear him. And that's the reason why I like getting out in the open, so people get, everybody have the same opportunity to hear. I bless y'all for your support. I do. Our sisters on the Sisters and Sisters broadcast every Thursday, fifth day, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sister Ashley hosting, Sister Jennifer co-hosting. They have many, many different sisters on as guests of the show. Wonderful job. Excellent job. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind if you men go over and listen to the broadcast. Don't mind at all. It's probably a good idea for you to sit down and listen to the broadcast with your wife. It's mostly a sister's broadcast. But, hey, they come out with real good information. They really, truly do. And they're just part of the way. So, hey, you may even improve your relationship if you could sit down with your wife and listen to the broadcast. She may even ask you some questions to help bring clarity along the way to bring everybody closer and closer together. But Sister Ashley, Sister Jennifer, doing a wonderful, wonderful job. If you didn't get an opportunity to listen to the broadcast, you need to go back and listen to it, because Sister Carol was on this particular broadcast, and they went over a plethora of things to bring some clarity, some understanding and strength to Israel. Hallelujah. Let's go to Florida. 813 Brother John. 813 Brother John. It's Pastor Dowell. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there. In Florida, Brother John.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dowell. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Brother John.
All right, all right. It's so good to hear your voice. I just wanted to say Shabbat shalom, let you know that I'm still around. I'm still staying focused. I into the word. I'm into listening to your voice, helping all of us. And I just want to let you know that I continue to pray for you and for your wife and for all of Straightway. I know I watched a few of your videos about the cryptocurrencies, and I know when I was there, me and you had a brief talk about Bitcoin and stuff like that. But I just wanted to share with the saints, if I may. I was in contact with Pastor Corey a few days ago, and Brother Vest came by, and we sat down and talked for a good little while. And, you know, I have a lot of time to do a lot of research, and I've come to find out, Pastor, that that 5G movement and all of the stuff dealing with the cryptocurrency, it's all connected to the scriptures. And I don't know if you heard about this robot or AI called Sophia, but she holds a conversation like you and I are holding a conversation right now. And to make a long story short, Saudi Arabia has actually given her citizenship as a citizen.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and so by her being connected as a citizen, now she has the right to buy and sell, and they've computerized, connect her to the blockchain. And so I just wanted to share that so that the saints that are getting involved with cryptocurrency would be aware that get into cryptocurrency if you choose to. I've been in it for a number of years. My whole focus is to change it into silver and gold, but the time is coming when they're going to use the cryptocurrency against us as far as the New World Order is. So I pray that everyone do their own due diligence so that they will know exactly what's going on in this demonic system.
Hallelujah.
All right, my shepherd, that's about it. That's all I've got. I love you. I pray for you. Please keep feeding us, and I will continue to pray for you. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Yeah, I've talked about that. Listen, just because I mentioned something about cryptocurrency don't mean that you need to get into it. Everything that I do, it's all for the advancement of the kingdom. If the cryptocurrency was the mark of the beast, I would tell you. At this time, it's not the mark of the beast, because remember, the Bible teaches us there will be a physical mark in their right hand and their forehead. We're not ignorant of the scriptures. What we'll do is we're going to use this system any which way we can possible up until the time that we can't use it no more. Because the one thing about an Israelite, and I promise you, more than likely, I'm going to be the one that's going to be the one to reveal to you who the man of sin is. I believe that with all my heart, I do. Because I don't see too many people out there, especially so-called ministers, preachers, and teachers, except if they're in a straight way, that are wide awake. And so, you know what I mean? We're going to keep you abreast of everything that's going on between myself, Pastor Corey, the elders, the deacons, and teachers in the ministry and stuff. I promise you, we have a pretty good understanding of the signs of times. We're filled with the Ruach. And if there's anything that we need to know, because we love our soul too, I promise you that. You're not going to be misled. You're going to be led by the Spirit. Glory to the King. Let's go to Georgia. Brother Luke, call number 478-478, Pastor Dow. You know, Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Luke.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Luke. How you doing there in Georgia?
I'm very blessed, Pastor. Very blessed. Me and my wife had a beautiful time last Shabbat. We was able to make it to Straightway, Georgia, there and fellowshipping with the saints. Had service. We all had service, and then we ate and went and got baptized. Now I can say I've been down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And,
well, hallelujah. You got baptized by a good man of Yah, that's for sure. Elder Rufus is doing a wonderful job down there. So Jennifer,
that, right, sir.
Andre, all
yes,
are doing
sir.
A wonderful job.
Yeah, that beautiful, beautiful people. When we got down there, Pastor Dow, you know, the love that they received us with was just so strong and solid and true and just there, just beautiful. My wife, Teresa, she got some deliverance. The sisters took her in a room, and boy, she was in there for a while. She had that done before she got baptized. And, Pastor, I am not lying, man. She took some pictures of herself the day before yesterday. She looks like 15 years have just came off of her face, man. She looks like a different person. It's amazing.
I understand.
It's just beautiful. And Pastor, you know, that's one thing I always wanted to speak about is you know, Pastor, before I watched your first video, sir, you know, years and years, I'm 35 years old, and prior to these past 2 years, you know, I was in and out of Christian churches, left and right, and I grew up in them. Pastor, through all them years, I never really felt that I saw or heard something really that just gripped me, you know, that was real, that I just knew. That went to the next level. That I just really felt in my bones, and so therefore I never fully went in, and in a sense I started to rebel, you know, and going all the wrong way because I was like, well, is that as good as it's gonna get? Because all these people seem fake as hell. And then Pastor, I seen your video, and Pastor, I'm gonna tell you it is an honor, sir. And I'm all in, sir. For the first time in my life, I'm experiencing my feet, one foot in front of the other, and going onto new ground that I've never seen in my life. Whereas before, I felt like I was walking in circles. And I love you, Pastor. I love all, Elder Rufus, all of y'all, man. Pastor Corey, that's a real brother. I've never met Pastor Corey, but when I heard him speak a while ago when he called in, man, I got chills up my spine the way he's talking about how he's seeing stuff going on. And this world's changing faster, and it's just and we got to be ready, you know. I mean, I told my wife earlier, I said, babe, you got to be ready to the point where if you stand in front of a man and he got an axe in his hand, and he tell you if you don't deny Jesus, he's going to chop your head off. I said, you got to be ready to get your head chopped off. It's that real. And
yeah.
She looked at me, she said, yes, sir. And that's the truth. That's the truth, Pastor. It's coming to it. And some may have to face that one day. And I'd be glad to face it if I got to, because I know I spent eternity with my Father.
You told the truth, 100% the truth.
Yes, sir. I just want to call in and speak about how beautiful it was down there at Straightway, Tate, and tell you Shabbat Shalom, how much I love you. Pastor, what do you think it's a movement or something? It's got to be something new. This is one of the things I was asking the brothers down there, up there at Straightway, Georgia, and it's just a few months ago, I had a 90-year-old great grandmother who passed away. She stayed in a shallow church, you know, in shallow. It was a Sunday going Christian church, but she was a lot older. She died, you know, like that, and she never was exposed to such this true real live spirit of he being a Hebrew Israelite coming out of your mouth, Pastor. And my question is, is grandma going to hell, or what? I mean, is it? Does God just look at the intent, or how does that work, Pastor Dow?
All right, my brother, I'll go ahead and answer that. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
First of all, the Most High, y'all realizing that we have been Shabbat Shalom, my brother. I'll go ahead and answer it while you okay. First of all, the Most High, y'all realizes that we have been robbed of a knowledge of self. We have been robbed of our culture and language, and everything's been repackaged and rehashed. That's why you continually hear me over and over and over again stress, and I'm going to say it again, stress the fact that when it comes to your personal relationship with the Most High God, I don't ever come against that. What I do is come against a false religious system that just so happened to have the name Christianity. I think that since she didn't keep the commandments, that she'll probably fall up under the category that she'll be in the kingdom, but she'll probably be the least in the kingdom. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. She'll be in the kingdom. But the Bible says the man who teaches these commandments and people that do these commandments will be great in the kingdom. Now, mind you, I'm saying all this. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put nobody in. All I do is speak the truth, live the truth, and judge the truth based on the way the Most High Yah has given us the clarity and understanding. And so, again, I wouldn't be so concerned about the people who have gone on, but I would rather be concerned about myself and save yourselves from this untoward generation. That is the focus, and that is the attention. Let's go to North Carolina. Brother Aaron. Call number 252-252 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Circuit 2 radio broadcast. I can help Brother Aaron.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, sir, Pastor. I had a question. You were saying about your wife earlier that, you know, when you came into the way, she won't quite in the way yet, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I know we're supposed to be long-suffering. How long do you think that we need to stick in there until they get it right? Or, I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, the key is this. Let me ask you a question. If it pertains to you, does she desire to abide with you, live with you, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
And if she is still there and she's living with you, then there's always a chance. So if she desires to abide with you, then do not put her away.
Yes, sir. I was thinking that, you know, she's putting one foot in front of the other and trying to do better every single day. And I can see a big change since the moment that I came in and the moment that we're at now. And it's been about a year and some change now. And I'd like to see us doing a little bit better. I'd like to see her doing a little bit better, you know, at this point in time. But, you know, I can say that she is trying to walk it.
Well, good. Then allow her to walk it until the Most High Yah reveals itself to her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom, all the saints.
Shabbat Shalom, my brother. Let's go to North Carolina, Brother Timothy. Call him at 919-919. It's Pastor Dowell, you know, Circuit 2 radio broadcast. I can help Brother Timothy.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
Oh, well. How are you, Brother Timothy?
I'm doing very well, you know, going through the motions of life, different things like that, trying to grow every day. And, you know, it was funny. I had a question, but then just one question popped up because I was listening to Brother Luke, and I could feel him on some of the, you know, growing up in church, but not really fully committing because, you know, nothing really stuck. It kind of like stuck for the day and then the rest of the week and life gets in the way and you're like, man, this stuff ain't really, you know, helped me a whole heck of a lot, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, is it possible that, like, people can, like, let's say, you know, people can be unregenerate, but then, like, they'll, like, but they can still bring something that can bring life into your life, even though they may not fully be in the truth?
Sure. Sure.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, like, I remember my mom was like, she's not in the way in the faith right now, but, like, I remember she had told me something. I remember I was, like, I was feeling a certain type of way, and then, like, she just, like, really encouraged me. She got me back to, like, you know, writing these, like, morning devotionals, these things where, like, I was, like, it was almost like a mission statement right there that I used to, even when I was back in Christianity, when I was, like, I would read those, so it would be, it was burdensome back then, but now I, like, can see how, like, some of that stuff, like, speaking life over yourself and stuff and keeping that stuff in your memory is actually really helpful. You know, I just didn't, I didn't know it back then.
Well, hallelujah. Just stay the course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The original question I meant to ask, it was, like, the question I wanted to ask, I was thinking about it, you know, as a young brother that is, you know, trying to prepare himself to, you know, maybe look towards the future, maybe, you know, finding a wife of some sort. And I was wondering, you know, I was like, you know, I wanted to ask you something. You know, I can understand if maybe it's a little personal or something like that, but I was going to ask, you know, nonetheless, you know.
I'm listening.
I was wondering, what was the thing that made you desire to cover your wife, or what was the moment where you knew that this was the woman that you would want to mold and to shape in, you know, as you desired and as the Most High would have you to shape as well as love, like he loves the church?
Well, the Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and he obtains favor with the Most High Yah. It's mostly a desire that you have towards a woman. Now, again, you can pick and choose any woman you want, but it still has to be her agreement. You know what I mean? Just because you pick and choose don't mean that she picks and chooses. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But the Most High Yah is not going to intervene and show you some grand woman with wings on her back and all this other stuff and interfere. No, it's whatever you desire. When you find a wife, then the Bible says you will find a good thing. Notice it when you find a wife, not a Jezebel, not a heathen, a wife. And then you obtain favor. So it's whatever you have a desire for, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for clarifying that. Because, yeah, it's a... that was something was on my mind, you know, because I was, like, looking towards the future and different things like that. And I was like, you know, how does this really work? Is it, like you said, you know, I don't know. I guess in Christian and all the, I remember, like, last week, all the bull crap about, you know, talking about, oh, I heard this from God and all this. I'm like, you know, it can kind of, like, make you expect certain things.
I know. All the people hearing from God, and they don't keep the commandments.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know. Mm. I got some beachfront property on the moon, too.
Yes, sir. If we made it there, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, my brother.
Yeah. All right, now, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Timothy. Let's go New York 347-347, Pastor Dowie on the Sherbitude Radio broadcast. I can help you there in New York.
Yes, hello, Pastor Dowell.
Yes.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I started listening to some of your videos recently, and you strike me as a very honest and sincere follower of Yeshua HaMashiach.
I hope so. I try to make sure I've been that way ever since that he's revealed himself to me, but thank you very much.
And I was born into a Protestant Christian family, and they weren't church going. So I had to, like, in my childhood, I had to ask my mom. She passed away. God bless her spirit soul. I had to ask her, what are we? And she was like, what do you mean, what are we? And I was like, are we Christian? Are we Jewish? What are we? And so she, you know, explained it pretty straightforward. I don't think she gave me the best answer, but she did the best she could. And she told me that Moses' Ten Commandments were reduced down to two commandments from Jesus, that love thy God with all thy heart and love thy neighbor as thyself. And do unto others as you would have people do unto you. And that questioning started when I was like a little kid then. I don't know how old, maybe 5 years old, maybe six, around there. And I was in Central Park by myself. And these three kids, these three children came up to me that were Jewish. And they said to me, what are you? And, you know, I didn't know what they meant either. And they said, we're Jewish, and God loves us more than he loves you. And I said, no, he doesn't. He loves us all the same. Now, I understand now how the true Jews are the chosen people, and Yah does love the Jews the most, yet at the same time, most of them didn't accept Yeshua HaMashiach, you know? And so I was saying to them, no, God loves us all the same. And they said, no, he doesn't. He loves us the most. And it went back and forth. No, he loves us all. No, he loves us the most. No, he loves us all. Then they started picking up rocks and throwing it at me. And it was three of them against one. And I didn't know what this was, just like, what? You know, and so I started throwing rocks back at them. And I hit one of them, not in a way that injured them seriously, but I did hit one of them. And they went running off crying. And then that's when I went home and I asked my mom about what we are, you know. And that was my first rude awakening to religion and this controversy around, you know, around Yeshua HaMashiach and being a Christian or being an Israelite. And so anyway, that was my rude awakening to Christianity. And since then, if I had, like, church-going parents, maybe I would have gotten some more answers. And I was it brought up in the 60s where it was, like, Buddhism, Hinduism, and all this stuff. And
okay,
it's like,
so where are you going, my brother? Where are you going?
Well, you know, I've been recently, in the previous year and a half, I've been studying Christianity a lot on my own, and I've been trying to reach out to some of the different churches around here. I got into the SDA church, studying them for a while on YouTube because they honor the Sabbath.
Okay, all right. All right, so what's your question?
Well, you know, one message I really got out of the FDA thing is the seventh-day Sabbath and come out of her, my people. And New York City is, like, like literally one of.
So what's your question?
Well, I'm interested in getting involved with Straightway Truth with y'all movement, and I want to know how I can proceed from here. I don't have wheels to be able to come and visit y'all very easily, and I've been studying your videos, like a bunch of them, and, you know, I really admire what you and all the Straightway Truth congregation are doing. And
all right, so I'll tell you what you do. This is what you do. You call the number at the dining hall, 615-688-3025. You leave
right.
a message. It's the same number behind YouTube. Leave a message for Elder Doug. Tell him you called in on a radio broadcast. You're looking for fellowship in New York. We'll put you in touch with New York. Brother Steve up there, okay?
That sounds really good, Pastor Dowell.
All right. Shabbat Shalom. Glory to the King. Let's go to Wisconsin. Brother Jim, 262. 262 is Pastor Dowell in the Tribute Radio broadcast. I can help you. Wisconsin, Brother Jim, going once. Going twice. Three times. All right. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Brother Zach, 717-717. Pastor Dowell, you know, Serbian Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there, Brother Zach.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Hey, Brother Zach. How you doing?
Oh, Pastor, I'm hanging in there, favored by the Most High, yeah. I wanted to ask you a question. A couple weeks ago, during one of the sermons, I think it was either the sermon on unconfessed sins or perhaps it was your message on self, you mentioned something that really intrigued me and I've really been wrestling with, and I had a wonderful deliverance and talking with Brother Tyree and Brother Cody in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago. And I forgot to bring this point up. And the point is, how do I learn to see myself through Yah's eyes? I know it's a loaded question.
Well, it's not a loaded question. The way you see yourself through Yah's eyes, the way he describes us and our condition in the Word, and how he wants us to be conformed into his image by the Word. That's how you see yourself, or you want to be seen in Yah's eyes. And that's based upon whichever spirit you actually walking in at that given time. Because remember, we're charged to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As long as your mind is renewed to that Word, you speak his words, not like these Christians do, give their 2-cent word, their opinion, their feelings, I get a sense, you know, all that other crazy stuff. But his word is what transforms us. It transforms our mind, thereby transforming the nemesia, or the soul, or the ruach. And that's how we are seen in Yah's eyes, is when we're conformed to his image.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I felt that Yah did bless me with some spiritual gifts, and I've been asking him to use me as a vessel in the way that he sees fit to those that I encounter and those that are around me. And I'm still struggling with the spirit. I mean, I'm going to keep hitting it, but I'm still struggling with that spirit. But I know once this spirit is gone, once it leaves me, I know I can be used more effectively as a vessel if you follow what I'm saying.
I got you.
Yes, sir. Well, it's good to hear your voice as always. Keep up the good work, and Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Zach. Let's go to Minnesota. 612-612. It's Pastor Dowell, Inner Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Minnesota.
Hey, how you doing, brother? My name is Gordon.
Who?
Gordon.
Hey,
can you hear me?
All right?
Gordon.
Is this Brother Jordan?
Yep.
All right, how you doing, Jordan?
No, just Jordan. Anyway, yeah, I'm doing all right. So how was your Christmas? I mean, I know mine was good.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I knew it was gonna happen, didn't you? You see, this is the character of pagan satanic, demonically driven Christians. Y'all hear that? They lie. They come in under the, they already know what we believe, but there's no honor and there's no integrity in these pigs and these dogs. You see what I'm saying? You can even hear the spirit in his voice. You hear his voice? Huh? You know, faggot ass faggot. Exactly what he is. I'm trying to get y'all to see what these Christians are. I don't know why it's hard for y'all to see that these people are full of demons. All right, tell you what, that was a game changer right there. I bless y'all. See y'all tomorrow in sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Y'all pay attention to those Christians. They wicked as hell. I promise you they are. They are wicked as hell. You don't want nothing to do with them boogers. I'm telling you. They ain't faggots, boy. They're sissified, homophobia, pedophile faggots. Y'all have a good night, Israel King coming.